and then they drain the juice off of the fermented liquor, and it has to stay a certain number of months.
And what would you call that? It would be grape whiskey?
Yes, grape wine. Mostly. Whiskey, I think, is it's made out of corn and things like that. It's whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Corn liquor, you remember?
Yeah. Where would the rich people live in Jacksonville?
Well, there's not too many right around town, down the downtown section. Most of them out in the subdivisions. When I was a girl, Springfield was the Bon Tons of Jacksonville. Then when Riverside opened up, they all sold and went over there. And then when Springfield went right into Avondale, but it was a new subdivision, you might say. When Avondale opened up, there was nicer houses for them, so they built nicer houses. And then when the bridges came over on the south side, and they began to put up nice buildings and so forth, and most of the rich people came over to the south side. So it's just changed in my lifetime, you might say four or five times, where they, well, you'd call them wealthy or in good financial states.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say, what neighborhoods would people live in that maybe they weren't poor and they weren't really rich, just, you know, kind of good, solid?
Well, these subdivisions that you see out in the country, mm-hmm. that they build thousands of them of the same kind. And the condominiums?
Yes.
They're building a lot of those. But for 12 miles out, it's almost built solid from 12 miles from the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't years ago. There was very little.
I guess a lot of the places that you remember were forests and croplands. Now are subdivisions.
Oh, yes. A big dairy farm has gone into subdivision on the beach road.
Mm-hmm. Is the area where you used to live, is that now built up, or is it?
Well, yes, there's quite a few houses. We had about 100 or so acres, and after my father and mother died, we decided to divide it between the children so that each one have a acreage out there. And so we got the surveyor to go out and survey it off. And it was mostly a long strip, you know. So we felt like if anybody wanted to by not such a long strip, and yet they'd want to get access to it. That's the right word, isn't it?
Yes.
To it, they would need a road.
Mm-hmm.
So we cut a road, had the surveyor to leave a pathway for the road. And they named it after my father's name,
mm-hmm.
Barkoski.
Barkoski.
And there's a little road out there by that name.